Well, it's 9:12 here on your Saturday morning, and better late than never on Saturday Sports Connection, 980 AM, 99.5 FM, WITY, WITYradio.com, and the WITY radio app. Presented by Surf Pro of Vermilion County, live on location, courtesy of the Roofing Dog Mobile Studios from Bismarck Henning Elementary School and the Bismarck Lions Club Pancake and Sausage Breakfast. I'm Chad Baker, and for the first time in 2026, live and in Illinois, the coach, John Spezia.
Well, you know, I heard that music. I was waiting for Scotty to come out and
one forward from North Carolina.
Ron Harper. No.
Yeah.
Nobody's waiting for Ron Harper.
You know, it's good. You know, I'm thinking I'm coming in here and I'm saying, well, it looks like it's Tonto and the Lone Ranger together, or is it Batman and Robin, or is it Dumber and Dumber?
I think you jinxed us with the Dumb and Dumber as we, of course, some technical issues on our end here at the breakfast here. What we thought we had hooked up was, in fact, not hooked up. And I tell you, after the week I've had, you know, it's wonder my brainstem is hooked up at all.
I don't want to hear your complaints. I was at back Wednesday, it was 80 degrees in St. Kitts, and I'm thinking, what am I doing?
We saved the snow for you.
Yes.
We've had the snow here, and I think we needed to have a good cold morning for the good folks here at Bismarck Lions Club to serve up those nice toasty flapjacks, the warm sausage, hot coffee is waiting here for you. And a good crowd as always. They're going to be serving all the way up into lunch hour. So you can come back and grab lunch if you want. But it's all you can eat. $12 gets you in for adults. Children, I believe it's 6 to 12, get in for 5, and then it is 5 and under eating for free, which, you know, if you've got a bottomless pit like I have at home,
I'm going to interrupt you for a minute. Mm-hmm. When I left, I thought you could probably play defensive tackle for the Bears.
Now, I don't think I'd even pass for a corner, would I?
No, you wouldn't even pass for a corner. You have lost a ton of weight, my friend. You look good for... You know, your beards are getting a little gray in there, and hair's a little bit receding. But
yeah.
Other than that, Chad, you look all right. I mean, you know, when you talk to somebody on the radio, you don't always get the great picture. You got to see me.
I get put through the ringer on a daily basis by literally everyone. So, you know, it's what can I say? You know, I mean, it's not always fun being me. But, you know, at the end of the day.
I enjoy being around you.
At the end of the
day.
Now,
your wife doesn't always enjoy being around
you. No, not at all. Not at all. Want to thank our sponsors for supporting us here on WITY, the Sports Connection. They are Surf Pro Vermilion County. Surf Pro, like it never even happened. Now with Team McGuire making some things happen there for them. Good folks over at OSF Healthcare. Find them on osfhealthcare.org in Danville and Vermilion County area for emergent care and primary care all the way up to cancer and specialized care. Good folks at UHAS Diagnostic Center, exit 210 East on Route 150 for your newest Napa Heavy Duty Truck Care Center. Our country financial agent, Dustin Ehler in Fairmount, host of the East Central Illinois Wrestling Digest. Man, Dustin's busy. He's got postseason with wrestling going on right now, and that's in just two different sections, and we'll get into that coming up here a little bit later on. But you can go back and catch past episodes online at WITYradio.com in our podcast section. You folks at El Toro of Danville, 619 South Gilbert Street for the best Mexican dining. Visit El Toro of Danville, Valentine's Day around the corner. Make your plans not only for that dinner for two, but for catering from El Toro in Danville. And by our good friends at Latos Hardware in Westville for all those hard-to-find items.
And say hello to Fifi.
Have you visited Fifi since you've been back?
I haven't, but I'm going to.
All right. Very good. Very good. You can get your bottle cap.
I think
there.
I'll even take some pictures of Fifi.
There you go.
I want her to give me an
You know, I think that would increase your social media presence a little bit
I'll put
there.
I'll put that on Facebook.
Anytime stars hobnob, together. You got Coach Spezia and Fifi. There's definitely a branding crossover we're looking at there.
I'm sure there will be. I'm sure it'll bring a lot of money into Latos Hardware.
We got a lot of basketball to talk about, Coach. We were waiting for the other shoe to drop. We talked about this off air, where the week where we would have some strange games pop up. I know the two broadcasts we had were running clocks this week. We had a lot of games where we saw some team accolades, some individual accolades. We saw some things that surprised us this week. South Vermillion got off the schneid. Then you had Georgetown Ridge Farm making some surprises out there. In fact, that's where we're at here, and let's dive right in.
Well, let's get back to the lost week. You got, at least that's what you told. Oh, last week. I'm sorry.
I don't write very well.
I can tell. The Beecher Shootout, Lyle 49, Iroquois West 34. Cornerstone over Moments. Chicago Agricultural Science over Rantoul. The Armstrong Potomac Trojans over the Beecher Bobcats. Danville in the Metro Eastern, played Metro East Lutheran. Beat them in the Peoria Manual Shootout. Prairie Central over BHRA up, I think, up Prairie Central. Mm-hmm. Lost the Lions over their Nemus, the Arthur Christian, 46-23. Salt Fork over the Fisher Bunnies. Oh, Jim Shepard's stomping ground. Schlarman, the Toppers over Calvary Christian. Unity, the Rockets over Moroa. Then a big score, 65-44. Clifton Central over the Milford Bearcats by 18. Westville on a roll. They set a school record we'll talk about over the Attica Red Ramblers, 66-36. Fountain Central, the Mustangs over Benton Central. North Vermillion over the North Montgomery Mounties. McCutcheon over Seeger. Ben Davis. Ben Davis had all kind of players from Ben Davis at Denver Community College over Park Heritage at the Huntington University Shootout. Bismarck Kenning over Chrisman, as heard on WITY. Armstrong Potomac over Watsika. Westville over Oakwood. I was really surprised at that score, 69-24. Mm-hmm. And of course, Matt Darling had scored his 1,000 points. And I'll go back to the Armstrong Watsika game. Luke Townsend scored his 1,000 points. I'm gonna mention this about 1,000 points and all this stuff here a little bit later.
Yeah. Okay, because we just had Noah Fowler, too, for Charmin, get his 1,000th point last weekend. So,
Park over the Milford Bearcats, 46-42. Heritage over Arcola. Hobson Area over Iroquois West. Unity over PBL. Prairie Central over Rantoul. Decatur Unity Christian, who was really good, over Tri-County. Normal over the Danville Vikings. St. Joe Ogden over St. Thomas More. Georgetown Ridge Farm over Charmin, 51-47. Sir Gordo, that is also a strange score when I get to this next one. Sir Gordo over Villa Grove. DeLand at Lostlet canceled. Westville over Hoopston Area. Westville ties the school record with their 27th win of the season. Gardner South Wilmington over Iroquois West. Moments over Watsika. Lostlet over Georgetown Richmond by 8. And that's the one that just baffles me. Because I can tell you, I watched in the islands. I mm-hmm. watched a Schlarman Lostlet game on YouTube, and the game Schlarman was down maybe 16-18 at the end of the third quarter, and Noah Fowler had 25 in the fourth quarter, mm-hmm. and he had a shot out of the corner to tie it to go in overtime, 45-43 or something like that.
Yeah.
Anyway. It's unbelievable. I just First Baptist at Schlarman canceled. Park Heritage over Attica. Bend Central over the North Montgomery. Covington over Fountain Central. Big win for Covington. Covington's been struggling. North Vermillion over South Vermillion. Seeger, the Patriots over Riverton Park. And last night, the Comets of Oakwood, as heard on WITY, and the voice of WITY, with his bravado and all the things he does at WITY.
Bravado.
Chad,
mm.
yeah.
Wow.
Chad Baker. Oakwood Comets, 76, Iroquois West, 42.
Big game for Carson Dudley.
Hey, the slim down Chad Baker.
Yeah.
Are you doing advertisements for that?
No,
oh, okay.
no.
Okay.
No, they're not checking. not paying me yet.
Okay.
So.
Well, you need to get an INL. Westville. 77 Chrisman Cardinals, 48 Westville sets the school record, 28 wins in a season. I was at the game, BHR over the Milford Bearcats. Got a chance to see one of my former players, coach at Milford, Wade Fox, and Quentin Schomburg, who I know very well, and that family, and Schomburg family, in fact. Hoopston area over Armstrong Potomac. That's a little bit of a surprise, I think, for the score. Schlarman over the System Park, over System Park Christian Lutheran. Champaign Central over Danville by two, big rivalry game that always is. Georgetown, after only scoring 8 points, beats First Baptist Christian 50-48. Figure that one out.
Can't. I have no logical explanation.
Sir Gordo over Heritage. Robinson over Paris. That's always a big rivalry. Rantoul over PBL. The Rockets of Unity over the St. Joe Ogden Spartans 68-63. Always a dandy when those two hook up. Salt Fork Storm over Watseka. The Warriors, Tri-County over Arthur Lovington with Hammond. Decatur Unity Christian, I chose they're already good. 69-27 over Villa Grove. That's what was happening last night, Chad. What do we got?
Yeah, today.
Today's schedule.
Yep.
Good, I'm going to see this. Arcola at Armstrong Potomac. Greg Geisinger, who used to be a Christian, comes back into the Vermillion County area. System Park at GCMS, Marion Catholic. I think that game's canceled, Marion Catholic at Danville. I believe I saw
it. Oh, okay.
Westville at Hoopston, Urbana Uni High at La Salette, PBL at New Berlin, Rossville, that's Indiana, at Fountain Central, Southmont at Park Heritage, and Bethesda Christian at Seager. Now, I could have swore last night that Uni High out of Normal is going to play Bismarck Henning.
You might want U-High?
Yeah, U-High out of...
That's, might want to check that's that possible.
One out. It was supposed to be like alumni game or something that... Or on alumni.
Let me see if they are on the docket today for IHSA.
And while you're doing that, I'll get to...
And it's at, you say it's at Normal?
No, it's at Bismarck.
It's at Bismarck.
Yeah.
Bismarck has that listed. You're right. Normal U-High at BHRA. I'll have to add it to my list here. Always great to see a pretzel sighting with New Berlin on our schedule here.
The pretzels.
The pretzels.
All right, let's see what we got here. We've got...
light sleep this week.
Yeah, that's what I'm looking for.
You want me to get it since I found it right here?
Yeah, you got it. I got the boys' record.
All right, Chrisman at Armstrong Potomac this week, and that's a game we'll have Tuesday on WITYRadio.com and the app. BHRA will host Georgetown Ridge Farm, which all of a sudden looks kind of... manic at this point in time. Danville hosting Peoria Manual, Heritage at ALAH, Watseka at Hoopston area, Iroquois West at Milford, La Salette hosts Marshall, the Idle Twins coaching the Marshall Lions, so if he can will his team into the Coliseum for that one. Oakwood hosting Salt Fork PBL at St. Thomas More. Rantoul at Bloomington Central Catholic. It's Paris at West Vigo. St. Joe Ogden at Pontiac. Schlarman at Westville. Okaw Valley at Tri-County. Unity at IBC. Villa Grove at Argentina Orienta. Attica at Fountain Central. Western Boone at Seager. South Vermilion at Southmont. Friday, you've got Armstrong Potomac at Westville. BHRA at Salt Fork. Milford at Chrisman. Sister Park Christ Lutheran at Watseka. Hoopston area at Georgetown Ridge Farm. Centennial at La Salette. Oakwood at Schlarman. Paris at Mount Carmel. Prairie Central at PBL. IBC at Rantoul. Central Catholic at St. Joe Ogden, Tri-County at Cerro Gordo Bement, Pontiac at Unity, Arcola at Villa Grove, Attica at South Vermilion, Benton Central at Tri-County, Covington at Seager, Park Heritage at Fountain Central, and Riverton Park at North Vermilion. Coach, you got records.
Records. Of course, they set an all-time school record. The Westville Tigers, 28-0. Unity, the Rockets, 24-2. La Salette Lions, 20-4. BHRA, 19-5. Armstrong Potomac, 18-7. The Spartans of St. Joe Ogden, 17-8. Oakwood, 14-13. Salt Fork, 13-10. Hoopston, 13-13. First Baptist, 12-4. PBL, 12-12. System Park, 12-14. Tri-County, 12-16. Paris, 11-12. Schlarman, 10-11. Or 10-12. Excuse me. Heritage, 9-15. Rantoul, 8-16. Danville, the Vikings, 7-14. Villa Grove, 7-15. Christmas, 6-16. Watseka 6-19, Georgetown 5-19, Milford the Bearcats 4-21, Iroquois West 1-24. And Indiana, Park Heritage rolling along 14-4. Seeger, the Patriots 11-6. Riverton Park 10-8. Fountain Central, the Mustangs 8-7. North Marine, the Falcons 8-8. Bent Central Bison 7-9. Covington 3-16. The Ramblers of Attica, 2-15, and South Marine, 1-16.
They get that win, of course, over Georgetown Ridge Farm to start the week. And we saw where Georgetown Ridge Farm ended up at the end of the week here with the big win over First Baptist Christian, which I think shocked some folks because of what FBC's done this year. So we switch now to girls basketball, and perhaps a surprising score leading off the week in girls action there, Coach.
Oh. How about this one? I was shocked when I saw this down the island. Sixth Paris, the Lady Tigers, Tigerettes, I guess, 62 over BHRA 9. I mean, this goes back to what we just said about La Salette and Georgetown.
Yeah.
I mean, go figure. And Bismarck's had a pretty good year. Calvary Christian over Schlarman. Watsika Milford rolling along. Barry Bowers team. Barry, if you're listening, good morning. Was over GCMS, Marshall over Georgetown, Brad Russell's team, Georgetown Ridge Farm over South Vermilion.
They did the afternoon-evening doubleheader there.
Yeah. Iroquois West over Oakwood, as heard on WITY Radio, Armstrong Potomac over Houston area, Watsika Milford over Salt Fork. That's a big one. We want to talk a little bit about that one because that has to put Watsika in the lead for the conference.
Watsika is in the lead for the conference, yeah. Them and so it'll come down, I believe, to them and Sista Park, Christ Lutheran.
Okay, there we go. Westville over Chrisman by two, Sista Park Lutheran over St. Joe Ogden. That you mentioned this the last time, last week, about this was a big game for Sista Park over St. Joe Ogden, 63-48. Heritage Academy over Decatur Unity Christian. Danville in a close game with BHRA, 43-39. Tuscola over Tri-County. We got ALAH over Villa Grove. Normal over Danville. PBL over Unity. Perry Central over Rantoul in overtime. St. Joe Ogden over St. Thomas More in their own conference.
Yeah, St. Thomas More girls struggling this year. I think they have three wins on the season.
I think you're right.
Yeah,
I'm looking for the other girls' score here, Chad.
Well, we still have some on that page there, Coach.
Do we?
Yeah. You got IHSAA action.
I'm sorry. There we go. Oh, IHSA sectionals. I'm sorry. North Vermilion, at North Vermilion, Attica over Covington. Class 2A. At Benson, the Patriots of Seager 58, North Montgomery 36, South Putnam in their sectional. You got to remember, in Indiana, it's sectional, regional, semi-state, and then the Final Four.
Mm-hmm.
Where in Illinois, it's just the opposite. It's regional, sectional, super sectional, and then they bring them all to the state tournament. South Putnam, Park Heritage or Southmont, Sister Park, Christ Lutheran, 65 over Clifton Central, 26 in the game. Addison Luck List, I'm sorry, became first Sister Park player in a career, scored 2,000 career points. I believe she's a really good volleyball player.
Incredible feat there. Yeah, and softball player as well. Yeah, I mean, excels at all three sports.
Iroquois West over Chrisman, Georgetown Ridge Farm over Schlarman, Paris over Olney. Watsika Milford, that game was canceled. Tri Point, PBL canceled. IHSAA sectionals, Class 1A, North Main, Riverton Park 40 over the Falcons of North Main 39. Get back into Illinois, Armstrong Potomac over Chrisman, BHR over Georgetown, Argentina over Van over Heritage Academy, Watsika Milford over Hoopston, Salt Fork over Oakwood, Paris over Lawrenceville, Westville over Schlarman by one. Rantoul over PBL, St. Joe Ogden over Unity. There's that Unity St. Joe Ogden rivalry again. Tri-County over ALIH and Southern Illinois over Villa Grove. Again, there's Villa Grove. They scored 7 points.
Yeah, they've had a tough year for Villa Grove girls basketball, and they've wiped a clear of a lot of non-conference games. They will be playing Westville this week. But the majority of their non-conference games, they took off their schedule here this year.
All right, girls basketball, Armstrong Potomac at...
Well, you got a couple of scores from last night, Coach.
We missed it.
Want me to grab them right quick?
You get them.
All right, Champaign Central, winner over Danville, 80-42. Georgetown Ridge Farm in a short schedule game there. They just popped it on the schedule over Calvary Baptist and Normal, 44-35. IHSAA sectionals in 1A. North Vermilion sectional had Fountain Central over Attica, 34-16. Faith Christian ends Riverton Park season, 40-31. At the 2A Benton Central sectional, it was Rensselaer Central over Seeger, 41-26. Benton Central over Delphi, 52-46. At South Putnam, it was Park Heritage over South Vermilion, 83-5. Of course, that sets the stage today, Coach, for IHSAA sectional championships. We've got North Vermilion championship with Faith Christian and Fountain Central, 2A. Benton Central, the host team, taking on Rensselaer Central, South Putnam, North Putnam, and Park Heritage get together. A couple games on the Illinois side, Tri-Point at Iroquois West, Robinson at Paris in a makeup game. You've got this week scheduled for girls basketball.
Yes, I do. Armstrong Potomac at Westville, BHR at Salt Fork, Chrisman at Iroquois West, Hudson Park at Watseka Milford. That'd be a dandy. That will prove for the conference championship. And I believe somewhere they may hook up in a regional. Hoopston area at Georgetown. I think you're going to give the regional pairings here coming up, I believe, with the girls.
Yeah, we'll.
Is that
we'll,
correct? Okay.
Yeah, we'll dive into that.
Hoopston area at Georgetown, Heritage Academy at Tri County. That's Illinois. Iroquois West at St. Joe, Oakwood at Schlarman, Heritage at Tri County, Paris at Mount Carmel, Centennial at Paris. That's been postponed till the 12th. Pure Emanuel at the Danville Viking. Excuse me. Georgetown Rich Farm at Martinsville, Brownstown. St. Elmo at Paris, Warrensburg Latham at Unity, and Oakwood Valley, Ocala Valley at Tri-County. And then you got Iroquois West at System Park, Heritage Academy at Schlarman, St. Joe Ogden at Mount Pulaski, Georgetown Ridge Farm at Armstrong Potomac, Westville at BHRA, Heritage at Villa Grove, Christman at Hoopston area, Monticello, the Sages at Danville, Iroquois West at PBL, Rantoul at Muhammad Seymour, Schlarman at Salt Fork, Cumberland at Tri-County, Watseka Milford at Prairie Central, and Paris at Centennial. And I have the girls' records.
Girls' records.
Here we go. The top of the heap, Barry Bowers. Watseka Milford team is 24-3. The Salt Fork Stone, Brian Russell's team, 22-4. System Park, Christ Lutheran, 21-2. Paris with the Tingleys, 20-4. They've been doing a great job. I mean, when they held Bismarck to 9 points, I was shocked. Anyway,
yeah.
Heritage, 21-6. St. Joe Ogden, 18-8. BHRA, having a great year, 18-10, getting it back up there. Tri-County, 16-5. Iroquois West, 16-9. Brad Russell, it's good to see. He's got 14 wins. I remember we'd sit here and they were struggling to get one or two wins.
That wasn't that long ago.
Yeah,
he's turned it around.
Well, Armstrong Potomac, that was another one, 13-11. They were struggling down there, winning just a couple of games. Rantoul, 13-17. Hoopston area, 12-17. Danville, 10-17. Unity, 9-16. The Comets of Oakwood, 9-19. PBL, 7-18. First Baptist, 5-4. Westville, 5-21. Christman, 4-24. Schlarman, 2-15. And Bill Grove, 0-18. In Indiana, Fountain Central, the Mustangs leading away at 20-2. Benton Central, 18-6. And I believe Benton Central is the one that won the Bismarck Christmas tournament.
Yep.
Park Heritage, 18-7. The Patriots of Seeger, 16-8. North Main, 14-11. Riverton Park, 13-10. Attica, the Ramblers, 7-20. Covington, 4-20. And South Vermilion, 0-22.
Those last six teams have ended their season. And, you notice there on those records, no middle. Everybody's either pretty good, pretty bad. You know, there's really not too many teams middling in the middle. Of course, the IHSA regional pairings was ironed out yesterday. Oakwood going to go to the Shiloh Regional, which is where Tri-County hosts. So it'll be Oakwood hosting Arcola next Saturday. Schlarman will be at Argentia Orientis. and then they'll get into the neutral sites, the Tri-County getting the winner of Game 1, Tuscola getting winner of Game 2. At the Heritage Regional, Chrisman will be at Urbana Uni High, Villa Grove at Georgetown Ridge Farm on Saturday, and then Salt Fork awaits winner of Game 1, Heritage winner of Game 2 on February 16th. The Fieldcrest Regional, Hoopston area, will host Grant Park on Saturday. Donovan, St. Anne will take on Fieldcrest. Then Sista Park, Christ Lutheran awaits winner of Game 1. Iroquois West awaits winner of Game 2. At the Armstrong Regional, Armstrong will host a game on Saturday. They'll take on Cornerstone Christian. And then the winner of that game will go and get Gibson City Melvin Sibley. In 2A, Paris Regional, Paris hosting a regional. They await the St. Anthony. That'll be on Monday, February 16th. BHRA Regional, Unity hosting Westville in the opener on Saturday. The winner of that game will take on St. Joe Ogden in the early game on February 16th. And BHRA hosts Watseka Milford and take on Barry Bauer squad there. Prairie Central Regional, PBL, the lone team there. They will host St. Thomas Moore to start things off on Saturday, February 14th. And in 3A, our two 3A teams, it'll be Danville at Bloomington on February 17th against the host team. And at the Mahomet Seymour Regional, Rantoul will take on the host team there on February 16th. So odd there that Danville, even though Mahomet Seymour a little closer, going to jump over that and head over to Bloomington for that. We are up against a break here. We will take a break. When we come back, we'll have Tim Dittman of OSF Healthcare with news you can use. With Sports and Wellness Edition, we'll have high school wrestling and more from the Bismarck Elementary School, Bismarck Henning Elementary School, the Bismarck Lions Club, Pancake and Sausage Day. It's all coming up here on WITY.
When disaster takes control of your life, ServPro helps you take it back. ServPro Team McGuire shows up faster to any size disaster to make things right, starting with a single call. That's all, because the number one name in cleanup and restoration has the scale and the expertise to get you back up to speed quicker than you ever thought possible. So whenever never thought this would happen actually happens, ServPro's got you. Call 217-443-0077 or follow us on Facebook at ServPro of Vermilion County to help make it like it never even happened.
This Valentine's Day, love is in the air and on your plate at El Toro in Danville. Treat your sweetheart to the best Mexican cuisine in the Danville area. Share fajitas for two or any of our other great entrees at El Toro. Authentic Mexican cuisine and the friendliest service will make this a Valentine's Day to remember. At El Toro, 619 South Gilbert Street in Danville.
Need care that's easy and quick? OSF On-Call Urgent Care does the trick. For illnesses that can't wait, virtual visits are first rate. Feeling sneezy and wheezy? Getting care is quick and easy. For 24/7 care that's easy to find, OSF On-Call Urgent Care virtual visits offer peace of mind. Start a visit at any time, day or night, at osfoncall.org/virtualvisit.
Farming is more than an occupation, it's a way of life. This is Dustin Ehler, your country financial agent in Fairmount. And when you want to protect your farm, it goes a lot deeper than protecting your crops, buildings, and machinery. You want an insurance company with decades of farm experience, like Country Financial. We may have insured your parents' farm, even your grandparents' farm. Contact me, Dustin Ehler, your country financial representative at 102 North Main in Fairmount. Call 217-733-2154.
Back to the Saturday Sports Connection, 980 AM, 99.5 FM, WITY, WITYradio.com, and the WITY radio app presented by ServPro of Vermilion County. Chad and Coach back on location, courtesy of the Roofing Dog Mobile Studio, Bismarck Henning Elementary School, the Bismarck Lions Club, Pancake and Sausage Day. 70 years of Bismarck Lions Club here, Coach.
That's, you know, you can't say enough about the community of Bismarck, and obviously, I graduated from here, and in that gym, I played in the county championship game many years ago, obviously.
Mm-hmm. They have preserved that gym well.
Yes, they have. They've done a great job, and I couldn't tell you, nieces, nephews, great-grandkids all come to this system, and the community has just grown. The mayor, who's a former teammate of mine, Mike Brown. Mm-hmm. And I see Rick running around here someplace. There's this, always this saying of it takes a community.
Yeah, it does. And they come together bigger and stronger each year for this event. They've got the Ladies Auxiliary with the bake sale out there, so you can get some treats as your way out. But $12 gets you in the door to get you all-you-can-eat pancakes and sausage along with the drinks. If you're an adult, bring the kids. 6 to 12, get them for $5. 5 and under, get in for free for breakfast here and a good hearty breakfast to start the day.
I think the other thing is people get to sit down and talk to each other, and, you know, people I haven't seen in a while, and it's a great social activity also. So, but it helps a lot of people. Lions Club, you know, with all the things they do and the stuff, I can't even get into all the things that they do for the community. I know the one in Danville has a what we do with the chili cook-off, mm-hmm. So. Yeah, it just, and they're all over. There's a Lions Club in St. Kitts. There's one in Antigua I've been to. I've been one in St. Martin. So it's worldwide, and the things, and they all do something different. They all have different ways they raise money, and obviously this 70 years of doing this, they've Bismarck's got the cornerstone on this one. So
yeah,
it's really good to see what they do.
Great camaraderie here, and of course
I've been told now. Wait a minute, Chad. I've been told since you look like a ballet dancer jumping around, not to eat too many pancakes.
Got to still stay light on my feet. We've got our good friend Tim Dittman chiming in here with the latest edition of the OSF Healthcare Health News You Can Use Sports and Wellness Edition.
Hi, it's Tim Dittman with OSF Healthcare, and this is Healthcare News You Can Use, Sports and Wellness Edition. We've talked about it on these shows before, and it's general good advice. Drink water to stay hydrated. But can too much of a good thing be a bad thing? It's not common, but water intoxication, in other words, drinking too much water, can lead to serious problems. OSF nurse practitioner Elizabeth Clay says you can get a headache, be confused or weak, have increased blood pressure, double vision, or you can vomit. In rare cases, water intoxication can even be deadly.
So the amount of water that a person should consume is going to be a little bit individualized, but overall, your kidneys can only handle so much. And that's between 0.8 and 1 liter. So you really don't want to be taking in more than that per hour in water.
This is especially important for athletes to know about.
So dehydration can play a major role in water intoxication because when a person feels that they're getting dehydrated, they may try to overcompensate and they may drink too much water at one time and your body can't handle that. So you'll start to get these symptoms, whether it's nausea, vomiting, confusion, just disruption of your brain activity, and that comes from that depletion of sodium. And so your cells inside your brain, they are holding on to that water, and it causes swelling inside your brain, and that can lead to some pretty serious complications.
So take frequent small sips as opposed to chugging. Mix in a sports drink, milk, or coconut water. Just watch your sugar and eat healthy, solid foods, too. That's Healthcare News You Can Use, Sports and Wellness Edition. For a podcast of these programs, visit WYTYradio.com. For more on OSF Healthcare, visit OSFHealthcare.org. Stay safe and stay healthy while you're out there doing your sports and exercise. For OSF, I'm Tim Dittman.
Tim, we will have another episode coming up next week. You can check back episodes on our website. They are autonomous in the podcast section at WITYradio.com. Just go into the podcast section for those. And you can also find the back episodes of their regular version that they air during the week. High school wrestling, and I could go into everything that we had last week. But we've got that all coming up here. I will tell you that last weekend was IHSA regional time. You had Evan Cox, Gianna Pinazzo, and Josh McCurry of Clifton Central Iroquois West all advancing out of the Coal City Regional at the Ridgeview Regional. Hoopston area, Milford's Dylan Warner, Aiden Bell, and Earl Kellenhofer. You had St. Joe Ogden's Ben Wells, Nathan Daly, Vance McComas, Cam Wagner all advancing, Landon Bala of BHRA, Armstrong Potomac, Unity's Josh Heath, Abram Davidson, Ben Mullins, Devin Glick, Hayden Smith, AJ Daly all advanced. St. Joe Ogden also had Coy Hayes advancing as well. From the Robinson Regional, it was Kason Kramer of Westfield Georgetown Ridge Farm, along with his teammates Vance Johnson and Ethan Miller. Paris's Logan Curl, Josh Lamore, and then Oakwood Salt Fork sent seven. Stephen Newton, Weston Frazier, par five. Pedro Rangel, you had Mason Schwartz, Devin Ehler, and Tyler Huckel all advancing, along with Jameson Chambliss in the 190-pound class. And 2A Mattoon Regional last weekend, Danville sends Carlos Juarez, Jamian Cunningham, and Josiah Williams. Rantoul's Brandon Almanza and Michael Anthony will join them. And those will be coming up next weekend for the team sectionals for IHSA. IHSA's A sectionals last weekend. Benton Central was sent 3-6-9, and of course was runner-up as a team, so they will be in the competition today. That is going to be at the Logansport Regional. A host of folks at the North Montgomery Regional today coming out of the Lafayette Jeff and the Crawfordsville meets last weekend. Fountain Central's Ryder Ford, Ellen Melchor, and Dakota Willoughby all advancing there. Hi, Coach. South Vermilion. He's taking pictures and video of me here. Matthew Held of South Vermilion, along with Braden Nickel. Yeah, Park Heritage's John Goldner. You have Fountain Central's Colby Parrish, Poor Gulia, Riverton Park's Briar Oldham, Park Heritage, Tucker Conley, North Vermilion's Parker Graves, Lauren Pollard, Aiden Rangel. Proof that Rangel's on both sides of the border are pretty good at wrestling there. Emmett Walters, Jason Crawsley of Park Heritage. I think I got everybody. Oh, Park Heritage is Lane Helderman, Josh Ushman of Riverton Park also advancing. Girls wrestling, nothing this past week. Yesterday and today, they've got the IHSA regionals at Mount Zion, Danville, Oakwood, Salt Fork, Paris, Rantoul, St. Joe Ogden, Unity, and Westfield, Georgetown, Ridge Farm all competing. Clifton Central Iroquois West girls at Normal West. Girls bowling regionals last night. Teams advancing: Alton Senior, Taylorville, Pena, and Jerseyville. Unity placed seventh. They will not advance as a team. However, local individuals heading to sectionals next weekend at Joliet West. Lila Lopez of Danville, Caitlin Willard of Unity, and Hoopston area's tandem of Olivia Wilson and Kamala Linder. Congratulations and best of luck in advancing next weekend to Joliet West, which I believe will take place on Friday or Saturday. For girls bowling. Of course, boys bowling, their season done. DAC sports, last week you had Danville area losing to Wren Lake 80-70.
Let me say something about that one. And Danville had beaten Wren Lake at Danville. And Wren Lake had a 6'8 kid who played from the year before. Was not eligible first semester. He came back, so that's an interesting one. Them getting beat at Wren Lake. Mm-hmm. Rock Valley, which is up in the Rockford area, beat Danville in overtime. So Danville at one time was ranked seventh. Now they've lost now two in a row.
Yeah.
Now those two teams are pretty good teams, and I believe
and they had a lot of turnovers against Rock Valley. It seemed like.
Well, Rock Valley, yeah. I believe that game was at Danville.
Yeah.
And now there's another big game coming up for the Jaguars. They're coming up. They got to play Parkland next Wednesday, which I'd like to catch and see that game, yep, if all possible.
Both men and women will host right. Parkland.
Right. Now,
they're at Lincoln Land today.
They're at Lincoln Land, which Lincoln Land's been struggling, so
yeah,
that'll be interesting.
What do you think? Okay, so women, let's dive into this here right quick while we have an opportunity. Hung with Lakeland. They only lost 68-60 there and then would bounce back and win against Kaskaskia. And they've had their struggles this year, too.
Yeah, they have. And Lakeland's, of course, Coach Johnson's from this area, Rossville, mm-hmm. and he won a state champ or a national championship. It'll be interesting because I believe Lincoln Land is either undefeated or they only got one loss, and they went to the Nationals last year. Chad Jones, a former player of mine and assistant coach, who's the head coach at Lincoln Land. So I try to keep contact with those guys best I can. And his wife is from the Milford area. So there's an area connection with that. And we've had players from this area that have gone to Lincoln Land and played for Coach Jones. So it'll be interesting. And then Illinois Central is coached by Redeker, and she's from Crescent City, actually, and played, I want to say it's Southern, I believe, but I'm not totally positive.
So yeah.
There's several connections with the lady programs in junior college basketball in this area. So, but with the women's team, Lakeland beat them 68-60, and then they beat, like you said, Kaskaskia. But a big one. And Parkland's always been good, so it'll be an interesting to see what happens with the girls' basketball, the women's basketball, and then that's the big one. Now, Parkland last year, same thing happened last year, I believe. Danville beat Parkland at Parkland, and then Parkland came back and beat Danville at Danville. So we'll see what happens, see what history does, and see if the Jaguars can right the ship and come back and do and have a chance to go to the national tournament.
College baseball starts this week. Danville area is going to be at Frontier both Saturday and Sunday. College softball, Danville area at Jackson State. There's Chapin Rose here. He's going to be hanging out. Yep, yep. Yeah, we'll get a picture with him. Just a reminder, too, that we've got a two-minute timeout. We'll get that right now. We'll be back to wrap up here on Saturday Sports Connection on 980 AM, 99.5 FM, WITY, WITYradio.com, the WITY radio app, presented by SurfPro Vermilion County.
When disaster takes control of your life, SurfPro helps you take it back. SurfPro Team McGuire shows up faster to any size disaster to make things right, starting with a single call. That's all, because the number one name in cleanup and restoration has the scale and the expertise to get you back up to speed quicker than you ever thought possible. So whenever never thought this would happen actually happens, SurfPro's got you. Call 217-443-0077 or follow us on Facebook at SurfPro of Vermilion County to help make it like it never even happened.
UHAS Diagnostics is your new Napa heavy-duty truck care center. But that's not all. Lawnmowers? Yes. Golf carts? Absolutely. Small engines? Why not? And they will pick it up for a small fee. The team at UHAS Diagnostics want their clients driving away safer than when they brought their transportation to them. Ask about their free 15-minute auto consultation to diagnose your vehicle. Call on the direct line at 217-213-6032 or 24/7 on the mobile at 217-260-3339. UHAS Diagnostics, east of I-74, exit 210 between Danville and Oakwood.
Talk about good. There's nothing like pancakes in the morning with some old-fashioned homemade maple syrup that you made yourself using real maple fresh from the tree. See Leto's Hardware for all those supplies you'll need, like buckets, spiles, hooks, skimmers, funnels, starter kits, syrup hydrometers, even the bottles to put your syrup in. You can't beat the flavor of real maple, and you can't beat Leto's Hardware to help you get started. Leto's Hardware at 147 North State Street in downtown Westville.
Welcome back. Saturday Sports Connection, 980 AM, 99.5 FM, WITY, WITYradio.com, and the WITY radio app. Presented by SurfPro Vermilion County. Courtesy of the Roofing Dog Mobile Studios this morning from Bismarck Henning Elementary School, the Bismarck Lions Club, pancake and sausage breakfast. More on that in a moment, Coach. One more item of note. They coming up this Friday the 13th. St. Joe Ogden, they're going to be celebrating the 10-year anniversary of their 2016 boys basketball state championship team between the JV and varsity games. Go out and celebrate. That's not that spooky.
You know, it's ironic. I saw that team play early against Notre Dame La Salette at Notre Dame La Salette, and they beat them. Now, that was after, you know, obviously football, and they didn't have all the players, but that Spartan team they just had a lot of guys could score. They had a lot of guys. They weren't overly sized, but they all about the same size and did a great job.
Absolutely, absolutely.
1,000-point scores. We got anybody?
Yeah, well, we talked about Noah Fowler earlier. We talked about Luke
Matt
Townsend.
Darling.
We talked about Matthew Darling. We talked about Addison List on the girls' side being a 2,000-point scorer. Yeah. We're going to see a lot more of this here probably in the next couple of weeks here, folks trying to get in here. But I did see something on the other side. There was five of the women, the 2,000-point scorers on the Indiana State list yesterday have big games. I think the one that's farthest up on the list is from LaPel, and they are, I think, in the top 10.
All right.
But they're top 10, top 15. But
let me say this real quickly about all the scoring and 1,000-point scores. We have to be careful of how many games, because games have increased. We're
sure.
At a 30-game schedule now. I saw Robbie Ruck yesterday, referee. Robbie Ruck scored 1,000 points at Westfield. They played in 78 games. Over the post, what these guys going to play, almost 90.
Well, yeah. I mean, some of them probably get up over 100. You know, you figure if you're varsity at a 1A school and you're that good, you're probably on the team as a freshman. You're probably getting some valuable minutes and time as a sophomore. You're more prone to get on that list, I think, if you're at a 1A or a small 2A school than you are if you're a 3A.
Well, here's my take on all this, and I'm going to say this, and I'm probably going to upset the apple cart, but all that's great. After the season's over, on them, no problem.
Mm-hmm.
The game of basketball is TEAM. If it's track and field and you high jump 7 foot, great. If you're running 100 meters, whatever it is, but 1,000 points, somebody had to get you the basketball.
Yeah.
Somebody had to do that. And who you play against has something else to do with it. And I think that's all in the factor. And we see that, you know, with a lot of that stuff. But in our society now, we see it happening. You know, those many points. Back when I was playing, nobody ever talked about getting 1,000 points.
That they don't. We'll be back in studio coming up on Saturday. We will have more reports coming up in the 10 o'clock hour here from the Bismarck Henning Elementary School, the Bismarck Lions Club, Pancake and Sausage Day. That's going to wrap us up for the Saturday Sports Connection. We will talk to you next week here on 980 AM, 99.5 FM, WITY, Danville. Time now is 10 o'clock.